This is Northwest News on KNKX. Seattle has been a national leader in passing labor standards like paid sick and safe time, a $15 minimum wage, and secure scheduling. But these laws, meant to help workers, can leave businesses struggling to keep up. 88.5's Simone Alisea sat down with Wendy Gillihan at her office. She's a Seattle business owner who also sits on the mayor's Labor Standards Advisory Commission. They talked about how small businesses fit into the city's labor landscape.
Let's start broadly. What have been your observations over the past 4 years? How have businesses responded to these various standards, these various ordinances?
Well, every business is different. Smaller companies, many of them have heard about, for example, the minimum wage ordinance. But when you start talking about some of the other ordinances, you'll find that many small business owners have never heard of them.
Why do you think that is? Why aren't they aware going into it?
The thing that kind of binds all of these ordinances together is that the ones that apply to everyone and the ones that are complicated tend to be less of an effective headline. When you're talking about something like minimum wage, that's simple.
Right, to say, you know, these people are now going to make $15 an hour is a lot easier than, well, here's what criminal history is, and here's how it is sometimes used on an application, here's how you can't use it, and here's when and what time, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. So the number one thing that I think needs to happen is just simply making sure that people are aware that that exists.
So how do you reach those people?
There are some people where sometimes physically going door to door is going to be the most effective way to reach them. You know, there are others where going through the organization that those type of business owners are likely to participate in is going to be most effective. You know, there's been some social media outreach. But when you're talking about laws that impact every single business, there have to be multiple strategies.
And do you think there is a desire among employers here for that?
Absolutely. There is a huge demand.
And this may seem like a silly question, but why? Why is there the desire? Why do they want that?
There's a couple of reasons. Obviously, one is avoiding penalties, avoiding a poor image of their business. But far more often, what I find is that businesses want to be a part of the progressive and you know, just the larger community here in the city. There's a lot of pride in being part of our community here.
Around here, you know, as each of these ordinances sort of come up, the relationship between business and labor in this town feels really divisive. It feels really binary. Do you think that is an accurate picture of that relationship?
I think that it can be accurate. But I think if you really talk to the people that are involved on both sides, what you'll hear is that ultimately, they want the same things. And what we're, you know, fighting, so to speak, about are the details of how we achieve that. If businesses are fully compliant, then their workers never experience a violation of their rights. As someone who's been through the process on the worker side, I can tell you it's incredibly time consuming. There's a lot of fear involved in standing up for your rights. And so if we put the burden on the worker to have to stand up and to have to protest when their rights are violated, that's a really heavy burden to bear. There should be a step that comes first that educates employers so that they can educate their workers.
How do you think this trend for Seattle? This is a citywide trend of legislating labor. Where do you think that might go next?
It's hard to say. I feel like I'm, you know, sitting back and waiting for the next big thing, the next proposal, the next opportunity. And I think that those discussions will continue over the next few years. I will say it's definitely not going to be boring.
Thank you, Wendy, so much for speaking with me today.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
That was 88.5's Simone Alisea speaking with Wendy Gillihan, whose consulting firm helps businesses comply with Seattle's labor laws.